Today, this church celebrates a feast. It's a little different because it's different in the fact that it is not in honor of a person directly. We're celebrating the feast of the triumph or the exaltation of the Holy Cross. It's the feast in order, in a feast in honor of an object made of wood. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise you because by your Holy Cross you have redeemed the world. If we had to take the feast and just use a couple of words to describe it, I think the easiest way to do it would be to say, God saves. And then the question would come up, who does God save? God saves his people. Want to be more direct? God saves me. God saves you. Make it individual. By his Holy Cross, he has redeemed the world. We honor the cross. It's always a very beautiful thing. I've always loved that, and you've heard me say it before, but I've always loved it on Good Friday to watch as the cross, and it's not a crucifix that we bring out on today. It's not a crucifix that we bring out on Good Friday even. It's the cross itself. So intimate was our Lord's connection with his cross that we celebrate a feast in honor of it. Because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. And we get in line and we come and we bow and we bend and we kiss the cross because it is salvation. I remember reading several years ago about Our Lady of Guadalupe, and they took the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe and they put it under very intense cameras. And they looked at it, and here, you know, and in that picture, they took a picture of the eyeballs. And in the picture, you can see the little Indian boy. You can see Juan Diego. My purpose in bringing that is, if we could look into the eyes of Christ on the cross, everybody's looking at Jesus on the cross, what does he see? I think if each one of us individually could look into the eye of Jesus, we wouldn't see a group. You'd see you, and I'd see me. Each one individual, forming a whole, but each one nonetheless an individual. The mystics of old have told us that they have said if we were the only person in the human world, in the world, that Jesus would have died for us, just for you, just for me. Yes, he dies for the world, but it's made up of people, individuals. In the second station of the cross, it says Jesus is made to bear his cross. Made to bear it, willfully bore it. He picks up that cross for the redemption of the world. We go around the walls. We see the stations. The journey of our salvation that begins with condemnation and ends with burial, but leads always to the resurrection. Our windows tell us that. The saints tell us that. God tells us that. Jesus told us that. The risen Christ is not angry. He's been betrayed by Judas. He's been denied by Peter. The apostles weren't there except St. John. What's his message to the Magdalene to talk to the boys? Tell my brothers to meet me. I'll meet them in Galilee. Now, where were you? And when he greets them, what is he doing? Sitting on the beach. Cooking breakfast for them, bringing bread with them. The journey of the cross is our journey too. And maybe each one of us, if we could take a little time today to go to that quiet place inside and sit with Jesus and just picture for a moment Jesus, when he takes up his cross, and so with such love puts it to himself, carries it. Picture for a moment that he just takes a splinter of that cross, just a splinter, and as he begins his journey, he hands it to you. Not the whole cross, just a splinter. Will you take it? Will you walk with him? Will you offer it for souls? Will you be a part of the redemptive process? If you would be my disciple, you must take up your cross every day and follow me. And maybe, just maybe, if every day we did that, took the splinter just for today, just for today's journey, and then do the same thing tomorrow, I suspect we would become saints, don't you? Praise be Jesus Christ.